Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yes, you must be near Uganda.
Praise Jesus much, brethren.
We'll
come back from that service we finished.
Right
there where you're
seated.
Let's have God a mighty hand clap for the ministers who just left.
Add
God the Father a mighty hand clap.
Together
with His word, the Son Jesus Christ. Even the Holy Spirit was empowered them. His armies of angels worked with them. Add them a mighty hand clap. Our brethren who come from God's government in the governments of the world. That government which handles and has departments. Just like those in the world. For example, this department of the games.
Games,
music and sports, as it is in the world, and
they
are there to see that they guide the music of the world to be done as the will of God is. We've had much from them, the pastor and the evangelist Shalom Shalom, and the interpreter teacher Vincent, and the Bible reader Pastor Mukere. They have done so good to us in the revival and restoration of the games,
music,
all of the world, that they can do them as the will of God is, and just as they were, and as they're supposed to be, and as they will be forever and ever. You know, Satan, since he was a musician and he fell, as you read of him in Ezekiel chapter 28, starting from verse 11 up to 15, all the instruments were in him. He was a cherubim. Yes. He had pipes release different voices. But in Isaiah 14 verse 9 up to verse 12, he was chased from heaven. When he came on this earth, he loves much those things. He loves to pass through that called games, the demonstrations of the world. Yes. He loves to pass through the music of the world. He loves much to pass through the sports. Because he knows that both rest the thoughts of the people. He finds them where they have calmed down and in the midst of joy. Yes. And they have forgotten, they have rejoiced with fear and trembling, lest the evil pass through them there. But they all yield. According
to
now we see Matthew 14 verse 6 and to 12. When the banquet of Herod reached, and they called the girl of the wife to the brother. Yes. And she danced the dance of the underwater. And the king got mad. He rejoiced beyond. Just as you know what happens out there. They rejoiced and unclothed themselves.
He
rejoiced, gave an offer, whatever you ask, I will give. And the girl went inquired from the mother, what can we ask? She told her she wants the head of the prophet. Yes. John the Baptist. The head.
And the
king could not reverse it, the oath he swore in the midst of foolish pleasures. For the singing and the dancing from under the ocean, and he already swore, he had to send to get the head. And they brought it on the plates. And they took it to the mother.
For
in the mother was the spirit of Jezebel. She took it where? In Ezekiel chapter 27, verse 1 to 13, there are those who offer human private parts underwater, gain power which gives them fame, that we call fame, and to making money. Right there. Many things are right there, and we shall move on, correct them. Yes. That department of the musicians. Those who demonstrate. I'm speaking of games. Yes. Those who demonstrate. The musicians. And those of sports in the world. Now God has put this department here that it can guide the other which is in the government of the world.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
How things are meant to be. Because musicians were supposed to sing songs which instruct, songs which teach, songs which live fresh the hearts of the people, those we call those nice. We shall move on all those slowly by slowly. But we thank God for brethren who just left to inspire us in that by the Spirit of God. Now we want to proceed on with the third heaven, the paradise of God and the throne of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And by name and voice,
Ronald Hope Witness,
Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Samuel Newman
Bible,
and our Bible reader, Teacher James Jacob. We love you all in the name of our Lord Jesus, Son of the living God. We base in this ministry of the full knowledge of God, again to move rich unto you, the third heaven, the paradise of God, and the throne of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Under the heading of the book of God's mega last agenda on the earth, basing in Africa, Uganda.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Where
we have come seeing the NBs, nine NBs. Those we call meaningful words, and those key to put special attention in full knowledge of God international ministries and in fulfilling God's worldwide call, basing in Africa, Uganda. And this NB number 8, the way God revealed to me the book of remembrance unto all nations through the 7-year heavenly biblical journey from the year 2005 to 2011 in series of the visions, the dreams, the trance or transfiguration,
Azotals,
or you call it teleportation,
sumim,
famim,
awamu ne yurim,
and the urim,
yu,
the spiritual transports, those spoken of in Job chapter 20, in the verse 8, he flies quick as a dream, and he runs quickly as a vision. Now, those are the transports. God passed me through that we see we reach where we are now in the third heaven.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now we move on with the third heaven, the paradise of God and the throne of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we last saw when we saw the two cherubim were put on the way unto the tree of life that found in the paradise of God in the third heaven, together with the turning sword, with the flaming turning sword, it twists in the way to the tree of life, to guard, where the tree of life is, and that sword is held by the angel of death together with the angel of hell.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But we are still moving on. We are going to see those four main things found in the paradise of God. But remember, me and you have come seeing this journey until here where we are into the third heaven. And that journey always begins on the planet Earth that you see right on that image. You may see right on your screen that our planet Earth, spoken of in the Proverbs chapter 8, verse 31. It's called the planet Earth. Our heaven's journey begins from there. That's when the 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 7. He said, we brought nothing on this world, and we shall go back with nothing.
It
means it begins from here to go back. Because we came from heaven, our spirits are gotten from heaven, as Philippians 3 verse 20 says, because our citizenship is in heaven.
So,
always we move our heavenly journey, moving from this planet Earth, and we head on unto the blue heaven you see, the fourth created heaven, the last heavens to be created, which makes up the rim below. Yes. Spoken of most in the Genesis chapter 1 verse 6 up to 8.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It was the last created heaven. And when we move from this earth, it's the first we pass through. As you see in Genesis chapter 28, verses 12, ladders stretch from the heaven and they reach on this earth. Now that heaven, the blue heaven you see, it's the fourth created heaven. It was the last created heaven, which makes up the rim below. So right in the rim above, there are three other heavens. Yes. There are three other heavens, because God did not create one heaven. He created four heavens. Now right in the rim above, there are three other heavens, and when we pass through the blue heaven you see, the fourth created heaven, in the last, when we pass through it, we reach into the first created heaven in the rim above, where we find the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, the great gathering of the angels and the holy ones. Spoken in the Hebrews 12, Verse 22, that welcome you in Jerusalem of heaven, the city of the living God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
According to Ezekiel, chapter 10, verse
1,
that heaven is known as the firmament above the heads of the cherubim. In the mystery revealed in the Genesis 1 verse
8,
that the firmament he called it heaven. And when we pass through that first created heaven, in the realm above, there is the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. Again you reach into the second created heaven, in the realm above. As you see in that scroll, which show the order of heavens, reach into the second created heaven, the rim above, where we find the four living creatures. Yes. Where we find the four living creatures. And that heaven, it's hidden in the mystery of the firmament above the heads of the four living creatures. Spoken in Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 22. And the firmament above heads of the four living creatures, the mystery of the second created heaven, the rim above, as that mystery is revealed in Genesis 1 verse
8,
that the firmament he called it heaven.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when we pass through the second created heaven, the rim above, we reach into the third heaven. Yes. We reach the third heaven in the rim above. That heaven is spoken most in the 2 Corinthians, chapter 12, verse 1 to 2. Yes. And if you go beyond that, you have gone above all the heavens. As we've come studying concerning the third heaven, the paradise of God and the throne of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes. We've come studying many things. Right there is where we saw that indeed the paradise of God, that's in the third heaven, is it the same as the garden of God, known as the Garden of Eden? And we proved that, because in the paradise of God, in Revelation 2 verse 7, in the midst of it, there is the tree of life. And in the garden of God, the garden of Eden, according to Genesis chapter 2, verse 8 and 9, still there is the tree of life. And we proved that. When we finished that, we went to this cover. Yes. The cherubim, the two cherubim, and the flaming turning sword, those were put in the way to guard the way to the tree of life. And we discovered it through those cherubim. They are not on this earth, but they are in the first created heaven, the rim above. Yes. And we knew many things, even concerning the flaming turning sword, the flaming turning sword held by the angel of death, and the part of fire, and the angel of hell, he too is involved to guard all who have retained sin, never to reach eternal life in heaven. So many things we've come seeing. You have not been here, you can go back, get that message. But on this day, we want to see the four main things, those found in the paradise of God. The garden of God, the garden of Eden, in the third heaven. Yes. The four main things found in the paradise of God in the third heaven. Yes. There are four. Yes. Four.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The four main things found in the paradise of God, the garden of Eden, in the third heaven. Yes. The first, the tree of knowledge of good and evil, the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
Okay.
Let's begin like this. The first, the tree of life in the midst of the garden of God, the tree of life in the midst of the paradise of God, the garden of Eden. Yes. The second, the tree of knowledge of good and evil, the tree of knowledge of good and evil, in the paradise of God, the garden of Eden. Yes. The tree of knowledge of good and evil in the paradise of God, the garden of Eden. The third, the pleasant tree of sight. Yes. The pleasant trees of sight. They are just a pleasant for sight. Yes. We said number three. The pleasant trees of sight in the paradise of God, the garden of Eden.
Number four.
We've gone to number four. The pleasant trees for food. Yes. The pleasant trees for food. Yes. The pleasant trees for food in the paradise of God, the garden of Eden in the third heaven.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Those confuse much right here on the earth.
Hallelujah.
When you read in the Genesis chapter 2, verse
8
to 9, he says like this. Genesis chapter 2 and verse
8.
And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden. And there he put the man whom he had formed. Verse 9.
Mukama Katonda, nameza munsi buli muti ogusanyusa amaaso. Omulungi okulya n'omuti ogw'obulamu wakati mu lusuku. N'omuti ogw'okumanya obulungi n'obubi.
And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight, and good for food. The tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So,
those four main things in the paradise of God, the garden of Eden, in the third heaven, that this is really under Genesis chapter 2 verses 8 and 9 in verse 8 he said that Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put man whom he had formed. Yes, planting it. There are four main things he put emphasis on. According to Genesis, this chapter 2, verse
9,
that right from the ground of that garden, he planted their trees. Yes. The pleasant trees for sight. And they're pleasant in sight. And when you reach there, just as me, you too, I pray you reach there. You hearing out there. When you go in them, that have gone to the pleasant trees for sight, with all type of fragrance, which speak all stories, those which sink in all singing, those which bow, you pick flowers to lick honey, and the flowers, they fly like the birds. When you reach there, you don't get from there. They are pleasant for sight. You can't get that. For eyes cannot be satisfied in seeing them. We shall see that. Eyes cannot be satisfied. Even ears are not satisfied in the world. We would have gotten satisfied. We're no more here.
But
when you reach here, you see and you see and you hear and you hear. For they are pleasant for the sight. Don't you think there are trees like those on this earth? I don't know whether they have ever reached in a place like that. And it's right on this earth, and there are trees pleasant for the sight. All the time, and when you enter in them, and your eyes cannot be full of seeing them, that place is not on this earth. We have ever gone to nice places to see, but to reach, you get satisfied of them. But these pleasant trees for sight in the paradise of God, the garden of God, the garden of Eden, in the third heaven,
you
can't get tired of seeing. Eyes there cannot be satisfied of seeing. Even ears not satisfied to hear. Just as hell cannot be satisfied in swallowing spirits of the rebellious. That's the difference. Those who go in heavens were in that, even those in hell are in that experience. The other trees, they are pleasant for food. All type of fruits. All type of foods. They are there, you don't need to cook. You do not cook. And fruits will not get from them. Trees which are indeed tall, but a bough, you climb on them and they take you up, and you are right. They are very tall, though shorter. My God. I pray God helps you reach there.
Not
just to reach there, but even to outlive there forever. In the time of getting from this world. Adam was told to be there. To dress the garden. To meet to ordering them very well. That to take care. Everything in its order. Because they move as they keep. You have to tell them, move this side, leave a channel here.
Oh, oh. Aya, aya, aya.
Now I pray quickly. Go to take either the spiritual transports. But still blessed is one who believes before seeing. For
this
in the eye of their minds of the words. But I pray God helps you go and see that. That is, there is no Satan involved even in it. But the most thing is to pray for you that you overcome. When you will enter the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, in the first heaven, first created heaven, the rim above,
and
you move past through the second created heaven, the rim above, where there are four living creatures, mountains which hold praise and the worship of God, and you first reach there. Yet remember, there is the third heaven.
Yeah.
And you ascend in the third heavens. Third heavens, the rim above. In the paradise of God. The garden of God. And you find trees there. And in columns, we are going to see how they were planted. The beauty and the order. There is no gardens on this earth which can be just like that garden, which can be like the paradise of God. He separated these are like this. Move from this, you go to the apps, and you next go to the others.
There are
columns which divide them. Right beneath that, those who grow beneath in the ground. Now in the middle is where there is the tree of life. And the tree of knowledge of good and evil. But we want to begin with the tree of life. Yes. Let's begin with the tree of life. The tree of life. We shall move to the others.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We began by seeing the tree of life. The tree of life. In the midst of the paradise of God. The garden of Eden. In the third heaven.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes. We've begun with that one. Let's repeat Genesis chapter 2, verse
9.
Genesis chapter 2 and verse 9.
Mukama Katonda nameza munsi buli muti ogusanyusa amaaso, omulungi okulya, n'omuti ogw'obulamu wakati mu lusuku, n'omuti ogw'okumanya obulungi n'obubi.
And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food, the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Yes. Those four type of trees, they are ones God put in that paradise. But the tree of life in the midst of the paradise of God, the garden of God in the third heaven.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
On this tree of life, in the time of refusal to eat of it, it's not what they refused us. No. You first note that and know it. They never refused us eat of the tree of life. They refused the other of knowledge of good and evil. The side which has the tree of knowledge of good and evil is what they refused us to eat of it. Yes. But the side of the tree of life, they never refused us. That is Genesis chapter 2. Verse 16 and 17. Genesis chapter 2, verse 16.
Mukama Katonda nalagira omuntu namugamba nti buli muti ogw'omulusuku olyangako nga bw'oyagalanga.
And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden you may freely eat. Verse 17. But of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, you shall not eat of it, for in the day that you eat thereof, you shall surely die. Yes. I've told you like this. According to Genesis chapter 2, verse 16 to 17, all the other three types of trees we were allowed to eat of them. Yes. These, the pleasant trees for sight. And the pleasant trees for food. Those we were allowed. Even the tree of life. That they refused us. Tree of knowledge and good and evil. But remember, it's not what we've begun with. After we had broken the commandments because of Satan, that's why they refused us to eat of the tree of life. Yes. But initially they had not refused us of it. Those, you must know them very well in this paradise. In the garden of God, the garden of Eden, in the third heaven, as we've come be proved. And when you look to this Genesis chapter 3, verse 22, he says like
this.
Genesis chapter 3, verse 22.
Mukama Katonda nayogera anti laba. Omuntu afuuse ng'omu ku ffe okumanya ng'obulungi n'obubi. Kaakano aleme kugolola omukono gwe okunoga ku muti ogw'obulamu okulya okuwangaalanga emirembe n'emirembe.
And the Lord God said, behold, the man is become as one of us, to know the good and evil. And now, lest he put forth his hand and take also of the tree of life and eat and live forever. Yes. They refused us after we had sinned. After we had eaten of the side of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. But that tree of knowledge of good and evil, with its fruits, it we are going to see them.
But
remember, knowledge is light.
It's
vision and revelation. I don't know where they had reached in it, but we are going to know all those, how they became like. But before we reach there, we are still seeing the tree of life. Both are in the midst of the paradise. In the midst of it. Have you been reading very well? Genesis 2 verse 9, you've read it very well. The tree of life in the midst of the paradise. Even tree of knowledge. When they say and, they are both in the same place. Sure. They are both right in the same place.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But I've told you, Genesis chapter 2, verse 16 and 17. In that time, we were not refused to eat of the tree of life. No. We
are
refused to eat of the fruits of the tree of knowledge and good and evil. Lest we die, we are to understand all. Because we've heard in Genesis chapter 3, verse 22, after we ate of fruits of tree of knowledge and good and evil, and we became like one of them, that's the Father, the word we know as the Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, we did become gods. But just us. What we call knowledge, we shall understand it. We said it's the light of knowledge, of the vision and revelation. They reached to which extent? In being revealed of the good and evil.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Here we've reached, it's interesting to hear. Yes. So interested to hear of them. But we thank God much. He's given us a blessing to know the mysteries of heaven. Because all these of the trees, they are mystical. Yes. But as he said in Matthew chapter 13 verse 10 unto 11, and he says like this, Matthew chapter 13 and verse
10,
and the disciples came and said unto him, why do you speak unto them in parables? Verse
11.
He answered and said unto them, because it's given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. Yes. Have you heard that word? In this Matthew 13. Yes. When you look to it, 13 verse 10. Disciples asked our Lord, speak with them in parables. He told them, it is like this. You have been blessed to know the mysteries of heaven, but to them they have not been given. Now in this time, and we see the tree of life in the midst of the paradise of God, the garden of God, the garden of Eden, in the third heaven, one of the mysteries of the third heaven, the mysteries of heaven. And the time we speak of mysteries, we speak of words of wisdom and understanding. That's why they call parable. Proverb. Yes. Parable and proverb. Yes. A proverb is a riddle. A parable. A parable. It's a riddle. Yes. Proverb. Yes. A riddle is a parable. Proverb. They are the same. Sure. We'll. Proverbs. But we mean that there is speaking high level of wisdom on the things he spoke of.
You
read Proverbs chapter 1 verse 1, you see. Proverbs chapter
1
and verse
1.
The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, King of Israel. Verse 2.
Okumanyanga amagezi n'okuyigirizibwanga. Okwawulanga ebigambo eby'okutegeera.
To know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding. Yes. When you read Proverbs chapter 1, verses 1 and 2, this is a Proverbs of the king Solomon, son of King David in Israel. that you may know words of wisdom, knowledge, and to perceive words of understanding. In them is hidden wisdom.
Why did
he have his piece of wisdom? He said, those which need interpreters, they need interpreters. Don't just go to the tree of life in the paradise and you think it's right, the tree physical there. But it's going to need wisdom which interprets them. And it's going to need understanding to reason.
Yes.
And to explain as you reason. Have you heard very well? And it needs you wisdom.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In Ecclesiastes chapter 8, in verse 1, wisdom is used to interpret what we are being spoken of there. That's why he told them that he found in the paradise, they are not lawful for man to utter them. For it needs people with wisdom. Wisdom is in the word they interpret. Let's read Ecclesiastes we hear. Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 1.
Ani alingo mugezi gezi, era ani amanye ekigambo bwe kitegeezebwa. Amagezi g'omuntu ganyiriza amaaso ge.
Who is as the wise man and who knows the interpretation of a thing? A man's wisdom makes his face to shine and the hardness of his face is changed. Yes. Now to say, when God speaks words of a riddle,
parables,
and they are of Proverbs. According to Proverbs 1 verse 1 and 2, they are words of wisdom. And according to Ecclesiastes chapter 8 verse
1,
and that wisdom is used to interpret the things God spoke, that this tree of life, what is it that in the midst of the paradise of God, the garden of God, the garden of Eden in the third heaven, in that wisdom, in the word that does not go beyond the word, it's not stories. For if you reject that, what you speak is foolishness. Yes. That's why in Jeremiah chapter 8 verse 8 to 9, many have written in the wisdom of the sons of men concerning the paradise of God, the garden of Eden, the garden of God,
and
they write concern these trees, but not in wisdom which interprets the words of God, the wisdom in the words. They write on the tree of life the words they feel they want. And God says, you've written foolishness. If you've written them, and there is interpretation from my word, the Holy Scriptures, they would have been of understanding.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes. Let's hear Jeremiah what he says. Jeremiah chapter
8, verse 8.
How do you say we are wise and the law of the Lord is with us? Lo, certainly he made it falsely. The pen of the scribes made it a lie. Verse
9.
The wise men are ashamed. They are dismayed and taken. Lo, they have rejected the word of the Lord, and what wisdom is in them? Yes. See well, Jeremiah, this chapter 8, verse 8 and
9.
Now they wrote many things spoken of the paradise of God, the garden of God, the garden of Eden, and they wrote concerning this tree of life in the midst of the paradise, in the midst of the garden of God, and tree of knowledge, and they only wrote lies because they rejected the word of God, which could interpret well what God was speaking of. Because when you read in Genesis chapter 2, verse 8 and 9, and God planted his garden, the garden of Eden, the paradise of God. In the midst, he planted the tree of life and of knowledge of good and evil. But the word is spoken and they are in the mystery. But God is so good in our generation today. He's given a blessing that we know them.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why you've heard he say Matthew 13, verse 10 to 11, that he spoke them with the parables on still the same words. Because they had not been given a blessing, no mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. But we've been given it. Those mysteries, they are put in what's called riddles or parables. Those proverbs, but they have been spoken in wisdom. When he speaks them in wisdom, he has told you that it needs those who have wisdom, that in the word of God, to interpret those. For when you heard in Ecclesiastes chapter 8 verse 1, one with wisdom, one who can interpret the words of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And when they are doing it, the wisdom they have has to be in the word of God. Jeremiah chapter 8 verse 8 and 9, that the scribes have written lies in many books. For what they first did is to reject the wisdom in the word of God, which interprets so things that God spoke just as they are. And when it reaches the garden of God, the garden of Eden, the paradise of God, they don't even know it's in the third heaven. They speak of things in it. Most when they reach the tree of life in the midst of the garden of God, the garden of Eden, the paradise of God, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil, and they speak. They ate an apple. It was sex, rather. And they begin to struggle with that because they have no wisdom in the word of God, which can interpret what God was speaking of.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
They had to have the spirit of understanding. For he told you, Proverbs 1 verse 1 and 2, that there are words of understanding. In the words of understanding they need. The person who has the spirit of understanding of God. And they can join a word upon a word. And they explain and they reason that according to here, on this scripture and this one, when God speaks of the tree of life, in the midst of the paradise of God, the garden of God, the garden of Eden, according to this and this scripture, he meant this. Not as researched in books of our forefathers. No.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, you have been.
Praise Amen. Jesus much. And they need the spirit of understanding. Joins a word of God upon a word of God. And he explains and he reasons. And he can bring 2 to 4 commands. And he brings 2, 4 and above verses from the new and the old covenants. And he brings out that light and he reveals. For Ecclesiastes says, Ecclesiastes chapter 7, he says like this. Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 27.
Laba, kino chenalaba, bwayogera omubulizi. Ganteke ekigambo ekirala ku kirala, okunoonya ensonga.
Behold, this have I found, saith the preacher, adding one word to another to find out the reason. Yes. Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 27. Because he's the preacher, just as me and you. He said, they have no way. You can explain things
and
bring out reasons just as they are, except to join the word of God on the word of God. Now when it reached to knowledge of the tree of life, the midst of the paradise of God, the garden of God, garden of Eden, the tree of knowledge and good and evil, you need to join the word of God upon a word of God, the spirit of understanding. That's what he does. That's why the other called it tree of knowledge. But when we reach what he calls knowledge, that we shall know it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You must join a word of God to a word. You don't take stories of people. When they told you in Jeremiah 8:8-9, writers' pen has written many lies. For the reason they rejected the word of God, what wisdom is in them. The word they speak to us concerning the tree of life, the midst of the paradise of God, the tree of knowledge and good and evil, it's only lies.
But
they have not joined the word of God to a word. Understand the reason what God was speaking about. Have you understood it? For a reason. The thoughts of God when he speaks it out is thoughts. That is the tree of life. It's far high from yours. It's far high. When you imagine the tree of life, you see leaves there on the tree.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Your thoughts are so small and weak. Join them on the thoughts of God. When he spoke of the tree of life, and now I see it with flowers and the branches are praying around. Maybe it reached time and dance by itself. It means it is living.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
His thoughts are far from that he speaks of. That's why he told you. Isaiah 55:9. And he says like this.
Isaiah 55:9.
Isaiah chapter 55 from verse 8.
Kuba ebirowoozo byange si birowoozo byammwe. So n'amakubo gammwe si makubo gange, bw'ayogera Mukama.
For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. Verse
9. Amakubo gange bwe gasinga bwe gatyo amakubo gammwe. N'ebirowoozo byange ebirowoozo byammwe.
For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Yes.
Mulidde bulungi.
Heard him very well. Isaiah 55, verse 8 and 9. That your thoughts are not mine. What God is thinking, and he said the tree of life, no way you can meditate and imagine it. And it tells in verse 9, as the heavens is far higher from the earth, you bend my thoughts from yours.
It's
not even a rocket which can reach heaven.
It
means we cannot just reach them. You need the spirit of wisdom of God to be poured upon you.
For
he told them, you accept my reproof, I pour my spirit on you. You cause you to understand my words. For what I speak, they are far high from your thoughts. When I speak the tree of life,
in
the midst of the paradise, the tree of knowledge and good and evil, you in your thoughts, you can't think of it well. You cannot meditate upon it well. For heaven as is far high from the earth, even if thoughts are far from ours.
Now,
if you try to imagine the tree of life in your head, you only speak foolishness all through.
When
he says this, bring darkness in counsel. With what about knowledge? What are you speaking? Can a man lie on behalf of God? That when they ate of the tree, they committed sex? And you lie on behalf of God like that? Except he pours his spirit on you.
The
spirit of wisdom who interprets things as the word of God is. There is understanding. Joins the word upon the word of God and explains and reasons and he declares to the world. Proverbs 1 verse 23. Proverbs chapter
1, verse 23.
Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you.
Yes.
Has to first pour the spirit on you. The spirit of wisdom. That in the word of God to interpret what he spoke. What is spoke, mankind cannot just interpret them like that.
They are
far the great thoughts of God, those high exalted above. Calls them, say, you come. Who we all declare what is preached. When they preach, they don't understand them. But if they are to understand, I want them to join command by command,
commands,
2-4 and above commands, verse by verse, join 2-4 and above verses.
Here,
Old and New Testaments, they are able to understand what I speak.
It's
the spirit of understanding. But if you go to stories of fathers, no. For fathers were not there. Even Job, he was his prophet.
He
asked, where were you when I created heaven and earth? And did he have an answer? If he was there, perhaps he would have explained. We needed God himself. He brought the heavenly journey.
Hallelujah.
Himself he taught me. As wisdom is in his word.
To
interpret things in the wisdom of his words. To interpret things in the understanding of his thoughts. That's why he speaks in this Isaiah. Chapter 28. Verse 9.
Isaiah
up to 10.
Isaiah chapter 28,
verse 9.
Ani gwali yigirize okumanya, era ani gwali tegeze ebibulirwa. Aba abalese yokuyonka, era abavudde ku mabeere.
Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and taken from the breasts. Verse 10.
Kubanga chiba chiragiro kuchiragiro, echiragiro kuchiragiro. Olunyiriri kulunyiriri, olunyiriri kulunyiriri. Wano katono, au katono.
For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line. Here a little and there a little. Yes. Whom will he teach knowledge? And whom will he make to understand doctrine? Things are preached. They remain hanging in space. And they have not been understood. That the tree of life that's in the paradise of God. What kind of tree is
this?
Besides our imaginations as humans. See, if you want to understand them. If I've commanded something, read it even elsewhere, even here, even there, four and above times. When I speak of something, if you have to understand it, two, four and above verses. Here a little and there a little. Check in the Old and New Covenants. But remember, he said, that those still on the milk of the word newly born again, once I preach for those old, they no more want to know. They are stuck in lies. And their heads are hardened. You person. And when they hear this, is it the tree of life? Two cities of life. And it has leaves, they are living. This is where God speaks of trees and speaks of trees. This is where he speaks of trees, he does not speak of usual trees. These usual knots. That's why when he was planting the garden, he differentiated them. He said the others are pleasant for sight. These are pleasant for food. In the midst, this one is another tree. He did plant it among the other common.
He
separated this put in the midst. When they refused to mind of all those, and he said, I'm going to bring a word upon a word. Get all your lies, just as it is today. And to understand what is preached, it will become a terror. Isaiah chapter
28, verse 13.
But the word of the Lord was unto them, precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little, that they may go and fall backward, and be broken, and snared, and taken. Yes. What he has done, according to Isaiah, this chapter 28, verse 13, the word of the Lord promised that's what will be unto them. Two, four, and above commands. Two, four, and above verses. They are little, they are broken, and snared, and taken. Every liar. See how takes me the 7 year heavenly biblical journey. And we reached into the third heavens. Where there are words which cannot be uttered. Those filled with spirit of wisdom in the word to interpret them. They are filled with spirit of understanding. Joining a word upon to a word. Four and above verses. To speak of them. The tree of life. The word of God. Our Lord Jesus Christ. Yes. Have you understood there? The tree of life in the midst of the paradise of God, the garden of God, the garden of Eden. He is the word of God. He is the word of God. The Son of God, Jesus Christ. He's spoken of in the mystery. But when he came on this earth, he said, you know, I am the life who has come here. I am the life. If you seek things concerning tree life, I have arrived here. And he said, when you eat of me, you will not die. There are many things we're going to see of this. Now we've begun. The wisdom in the word. It interprets. The spirit of understanding in the word. He joined a word upon the word. In John 14 verse 6, he says like this. John chapter 14 verse 6.
Yesu na mugamba nti nze kubo na mazima nobulamu. Tewalia jeri chitange wabulanga ita munze.
Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. Yes. Jesus told them, I'm the way, the truth and the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. You see for the tree of life? Now, me, myself. You say you are lying. You just say, I am the life. You speak of tree here. You're lying. He already said it's the tree. John 15 verse 1. He told us his father planted it. Yes. Don't you see there? For you are still arguing. John 14, 6, no. He says, I'm the way, truth and life. He never spoke of tree there. The things of the tree spoke. He said, I'm the vine. The true vine. There he said, it's the truth and the life. Have you seen it there? John 15 verse 1. John chapter 15 verse 1.
Zabibu ogwa mazima. Nechitange ye mulimi.
I am the true vine, and my father is the vine dresser. Yes. He is the true vine. His father is the who planted the garden?
Katonda.
In it he planted this tree. It is so easy. Because still, go back to Genesis 2 verse 8 and 9. One who planted is God the Father. And the tree he planted is this one. Have you seen there? We've gone briefly. Genesis 1 to discover who planted.
olubereberye essuula eyokubiri n'olunyiriri olw'omunaana
Genesis chapter 2 and verse 8
Mukama Katonda n'asimba olusuku mu Adeni ku luuyi olw'ebuvanjuba n'ateeka omwo omuntu gwe yabumba
And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden and there he put the man whom he had formed
Mukama Katonda
the Lord God He planted Verse
9.
In the garden he planted what? Genesis
2
and the verse
9. Okulya, n'omuti ogw'obulamu wakati mu lusuku, n'omuti ogw'okumanya obulungi n'obubi.
And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. The tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Yes. The tree of life too is the one who planted it. Now this tree of life, in this Genesis chapter 2, verse 8 and 9, planted in the midst of the paradise of God, the garden of God, the garden of Eden in the third heaven that is Christ Jesus that is God the Word one we know as the Word of God one we know as the Son of God Jesus Christ when he reached on the earth John 14 verses told them I'm the way the truth and the life myself I'm the tree
and
it lieth is not spoken of tree there went to John 15 verse 1 he says I am the true vine. He said, remember he said it's the way, the truth, and the life. Here he said, I am the true vine. Where there would have been life already, he put tree, truth, life. His father planted.
Let
us say you tree, Jesus, you have no branches. He said, you are the branches. How come you have no branches? You are the branches. All you from my fullness you were given. You can't put this in your foolish thoughts. The life, you know what he says? After explaining the verse 2 and 3 and 4, you are branches, it says, without me you can do nothing. If there's no life, what else can you do then? You read verse 4 and 5. John chapter 15, verse 4.
Ng'ettabi bwe litayinza kubala bibala lyokka, bwe litabeera mu muzabbibu, bwe kityo nammwe temuyinza bwe mutabeera mu nze.
Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can you, except you abide in me.
Olunyolokutano.
Verse 5.
Nze muzabbibu, mwe matabi. Abeera mu nze, nange mu ye. Oyabale ebibala bingi kubanga watalinze temuliiko kye muyinza kukola
I am the vine you are the branches he that abides in me and I in him the same brings forth much fruit for without me you can do nothing yes have you seen there he is the vine we are branches
We
cannot bear fruits without him. Just as on the usual trees. Tree we speak of, you know, usual, this is another. Without me, you can do nothing. Remember, he calls us branches. Because all our spirits of all creations in heavens and earth.
In
John 1, verse 16, he says. Because we all from his fullness we are given. Yes. From his fullness we were given. John 1 verse 16. Now we are branches. Now see this tree. No matter how much you would have wanted to understand it, based on the thoughts of God, according to the thoughts of God, they are far high. Very far. When you reach the world, you know what he told them? When you will eat of me, John chapter 6, you will not die. Indeed, the one they told us, lest we eat of him and we live forever.
Wow.
Connecting this. There you've connected. Let us go to John. John chapter 6, verse 48. John chapter 6, verse
47.
Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believes on me has everlasting life. Verse
48.
I am the bread of life. 49. Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. Verse
50.
This is the bread which comes down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. When you eat of him, you don't taste death. When they chase us from heaven,
Adam.
Through Adam and Eve. In Genesis. Genesis chapter 3:22. Lest we eat of him. And we live because we had sin.
But yet,
allowed us when he came with the blood to purify us, that eat of him. Drink of the blood, he purifies. Eat of him as the word. And you live. After he purified with the blood, now we eat and live. And the language, we are going to eat dead bodies. People thought that. He said not. What I spoke of was spirit. There are things of the garden you never understood.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know in Genesis chapter 3 verse 22, he chased us lest we eat of him with sin. Genesis chapter
3
verse
22,
and the Lord God said, behold, the man is become as one of us, to know the good and evil. And now, lest he put forth his hand, and take also of the tree of life, and eat, and live forever. Yes. Lest commit sins. He has sin with him. This time will not be allowed. Eat of the tree of life to live forever. When Jesus comes on the world as you've had him, John chapter 6, verse
5.
Verse 47. Whoever believes him has eternal life.
He's
the bread of life from heaven, right from the tree. For three pleasant for the sight, and their fruits, and the trees pleasant for food, and the tree of life. They have not refused us it before we sinned. But when we ate to, of the tree of knowledge of good and evil which they had refused, our sin of wanting to become God For Satan said, when you eat of it, you will be as God to become God. Even what they call the sin of Adam, they con us there. The world cons.
And
all those are to be known. When he began, he said, God the Word, or the Word of God, is God the Son, Jesus Christ. He is the tree of life. In the midst of the paradise of God, the garden of God, the garden of Eden, in the third heaven. Praise for you, John 14, verse 6. He says, the way, the truth, and the life. I am the other tree. I am the tree of life. We urge you and we say, you say no. I've already told you in John chapter 15, verse 1. I am the true vine. My father is the gardener. As connected Genesis chapter 2, verse 8 and 9,
and
true, God planted the tree of life. God the Father, one who puts him in the third heaven on the throne,
he
rose up from here, he went back there.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And
then we say the tree of life is Jesus. We tried to argue there before we prove that the one we have to eat off and we live forever. That's why it's taken us in this John chapter 6. Yes. Start from verse 47. And he said, one who believes who have everlasting life. And it says, the bread of life from heaven.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You say you're lying.
It's a
problem, as I was chasing you from heaven, I told you, eat of your sweat. Now, stop working for that food. I told you, eat of the tree of life. You work for that. Ever since I chased you from the garden, you are sweating in the sweat I sent you in. Seek for food which now reach you to eternal life. Trees which are pleasant for food. But just as I told you, that after sin had entered in us,
we
had to be refused to move it of the tree of life. How do they eat of it? We shall see. The fruits of this tree. He had to come with the blood which takes away sin, and he had to come as the Word of God. We eat it. For people move through the land and the sea, seeking for the Word of God, and they do not see it. That is the Word of life. When we hear him, we believe him. And it gives us life.
When
you look to this, John chapter 6, verse 25, he says like this. John chapter
6,
verse
25. Babamu la vile mitala winyanja, nebamu gamba antilabi, ozedi wano.
And when they had found him on the other side of the sea, they said unto him, Rabbi, when did you come here?
Verse 26.
Jesus answered them and said, Verily, verily, I say unto you, you seek me, not because you saw the miracles, but because you did eat of the loaves and were filled.
Verse 27.
Labor not for the food which perishes, but for that which endures unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you, for on him as God the Father set his seal. Yes. You said this holds the entire seal of God. Now, from old he holds the seal of the tree of life. He says, seek for food which can reach you to eternal life. That the Son of Man will give you. For God has set a seal upon him. You know, when reach verse 35, I want us to skip, but you're free to go back read the entire chapter. John chapter 6, verse 35.
Yesu n'abagamba nti nze mmere y'obulamu ajje gye ndi nyirateri muluma anzikiriza enyirateri muluma n'akatono.
And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger. And he that believes on me shall never thirst.
36.
But I said unto you that you also have seen me and believe not. He said, you've seen me. You've not believed. No, seeing him was so important also. But understanding him was what would have surpassed, and when we believe him, that who is this one? One day told the woman at the well, if you knew whom you are with, you'd have asked him for water, and you no more will experience thirsty. And one she was with, she never realized him. But he told the disciples, you're going to drink of my blood, eat of my flesh. But he don't understood why this blood washing off of sins. When he washed us of sins, there, though we eat of him as the tree of life and we live forever. I don't want to go much details, but you can read all those. They are right in this chapter. For when he reached on eating his body and drinking of his blood, people, many stumbled from him. Man, the words you speak, they are very hard. They cannot be like that. He's lying. Let's go to verse 53.
John chapter 6,
verse 53.
Yesu n'abagamba nti, daladala mbagamba nti, bwe mutalya mubiri gwa mwana wa muntu, ne munywa omusaayi gwe, temulina bulamu mu mmwe.
Then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, except you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you.
54.
Whosoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day.
55.
For my flesh is food indeed, and my blood is drink indeed.
56.
He that eats my flesh and drinks my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him. And they had all those. The one who drinks his blood and eat his flesh, he bites in him as the true vine. And have drunk the blood, be purified. You are not going to drink it physical. But we speak the blood, speak better words. And it's living, he speaks. That's in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 24. The blood of the new covenant, which speaks better words than the blood of Abel, speaks life instead of death. And it's not the usual blood, but it speaks of the Holy Spirit, one who can flow us as rivers of living waters. Yes, he speaks. Instead of sin, he speaks righteousness and he purifies you. Join with 1 John chapter 5, verse 8 says, "For there are three witnesses on this earth, the blood, water, and the spirit. They agree in one. The blood of Jesus and the water which came from his rib, the one who manifests all of them, it's the Holy Spirit.
He's
one who comes as the blood of Jesus speak better words to cleanse us, and is one who comes as rivers of living waters to give us eternal life." Yes. Right there, I've spoken many things. But he said, when you believe, inside you will flow rivers of living waters. Spoke that meaning the Spirit was to be given us. Now there are very many great words there. John chapter 7, 37 to 39, they have come in there. But the main thing I wanted to tell you, that on the other time, as we've been chased from the garden of God, the garden of Eden, in the paradise of God, in the third heaven, brought back on the earth through Adam, sin had entered in us. After having a bad intention, eating of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, and we wanted to become as God. But it too was not harmful. No. Our intentions of eating it were the ones which were bad. We are going to also know of it tomorrow. We had a problem or this tree of knowledge and good and evil, did he have a problem to eat it? No.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It had not a problem. It's us who had a problem. It has had a bad intention. And he refused us because of that bad intention. That we too want to know good and evil. Didn't intend it in good faith, but we had bad intention. For you think to differentiate bad from evil, is it bad today? What is the problem? The problem was not on the tree of knowledge of good and evil. For right today, if you know that this is the good, and this is the evil, is it bad? But because the intention we wanted to become God, he gives us of the throne. And one who puts that mind in us is Satan. He who first got that thought. But the bad thing was not in the paradise and is what responsible of it. To take care of it. And there was one who was taking care of it, and if you would bypass him, it to become as God, and it's the problem.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But there are many things there. For we are sinking in the summary.
But
in the third heavens, to see in the summary is not easy. You have to explain. But as it is that Jesus is the wisdom, and wisdom is the tree of life. Jesus is the wisdom,
and
wisdom is the tree of life.
Have
you read 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 24? What does he say?
1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 24.
Naye
eri abo abayite Abayudaaya era n'Abayonaani, Kristo manyi ga Katonda era magezi ga Katonda.
But unto them who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. Yes. Jesus is the wisdom. Yes. If he is the wisdom of God. Now in Proverbs chapter 3 he said, wisdom, it's true, it is the tree of life. Yes. Let's read this Proverbs chapter
3.
Let's read from verse 13. Proverbs chapter 3, verse
13.
Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that gets understanding. Yes. When a person findeth wisdom, for that is Jesus. He's blessed one who sees him. Yes. Are so blessed that we are able to see him and you believed him. You know why? Listen to verse
18.
Proverbs chapter 3, verse 18.
Ago gwe muti ogw'obulamu eri abo abagakwata era alina omukisa buli muntu abeera nago.
She is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her, and happy is everyone that retains her. Have you seen very well? He is a tree of life. If you join 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 24, Christ is the wisdom of God. Proverbs chapter 3 verse 14.
You
say, happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and that man who gets understanding. And he say, in this verse 18, that he is the tree of life to them that lay hold upon her. And happy is everyone that retains it.
If
we abide in him and he is in us, then it's where trouble comes to be. He has treasures which are just like this. The fruits of the tree of life. Verse 14. Let's come from verse 13, we go downwards. Proverbs chapter
3,
verse 13. Happy is the man that finds wisdom, and the man that gets understanding. Verse
14.
For the gain from it is better than the gain from silver, and the profit thereof than fine gold. But if you found this tree of life, the treasure of eternal life which it gives you, its fruits, they're better than all the gold you've ever seen. Now it means they're not like these usual fruits of the usual trees. But they are like this. Let's hear the verse 15. Proverbs chapter 3 verse 15.
Gamuwendo mungi okusinga mayinja matwakavu. Sata wali kintu choyinza okwegomba ebyenkanyankanyizibwa nago.
She is more precious than rubies, and all the things you can desire are not to be compared unto her.
Verse 16. Okuwangala kuli mukono gwago gwa ddyo.
Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand riches and honor. Yes. Length of days. Lest they eat of it and live forever. But those are on the right hand. Now on the left, there are riches and honor. That needed tree of knowledge. Riches, honor, and we rule. Yes. And you know, this one himself, the tree of knowledge.
Oh, wow.
It's right there. It appears in the form of the lampstand. He says it's the wisdom. The other side, we have the spirit of wisdom. Look to that lampstand and see very well. Right on the right hand. The right. There's a spirit of wisdom. Spirit of understanding. Spirit of counsel. That's where there is length of days. For the spirit of wisdom, it interprets things for you. Understanding joins the word upon a word upon. Explains to reason. Counsel counts seasons for you, adds you more. Now on the left side, there's the spirit of might. To show the power in the word. Spirit of knowledge. The tree of knowledge on the side of knowledge. The tree of spirit of fear of the Lord. Now we ate this site, and they say this riches and honor. We wanted to be feared. Let's come tomorrow. Next tomorrow. And spirit of knowledge of good and evil. May God bless you. Thank you for coming.